It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the week's top regional news stories. The state has been talking about kicking in about $200 million from its rainy day fund for the Detroit bankruptcy settlement. What does it mean for the city, and how will the state get its money back, Jack?
Well, I don't think there's an idea of getting the money back, except as the fact that the prosperity of Detroit will be better for everybody in Michigan. And if Detroit doesn't get a bankruptcy settlement, it'll be worse for everybody. This is the question is whether the legislature will vote this money, which is actually a little less than $195 million. Sort of the consensus sentiment is to take it out of the rainy day fund, which would mean that nothing would have to be cut, no new revenues would have to be increased. But it's not clear if that's actually going to happen or if the legislature will go along.
Kind of get the feeling that it's a hold your nose and jump sort of thing. Is that right?
Well, it's also an election year kind of thing, and a lot of the Republican members, of course, there's a Republican majority, either aren't hot on helping Detroit or they're worried about the Tea Party retaliating against them.
It looks like state lawmakers are making some progress on our new budget. Governor Snyder has made it a point to be on time or early during his entire administration. Is everything on track to achieve that goal again, Jack?
Well, there's no indication the budget's going to be late. Michigan has an odd fiscal year that starts on October 1st rather than the conventional July 1st, and the governor in the past has always gotten the budget done well in advance. This year may be a little harder. There's a whole number of budgets. Some of them, education, for example, has been approved. But, again, there's a sticking point on the roads. Where is the money going to come from to fix the roads, and how much are they willing to appropriate? Almost certainly not as much as is needed. And, again, this Detroit thing and perhaps a couple other little sticky wickets. So I see no chance that the budget is going to in danger of having a shutdown again, as in the nightmare years of the Granholm administration, but it may not be done by Memorial Day.
Well, this was a talker this week. State lawmakers considered adopting a roadside test that would tell whether someone who's been pulled over is under the influence of marijuana. What happened with that idea, Jack?
Well, it's at the talking point. And, of course, my guess is nothing will happen this session of the legislature simply because these folks want to get done and go home and campaign. Every job, unless they're term limited out of office, and some of those people are running for other offices, every position is up for election. So it's something they're talking about. And, of course, the more marijuana becomes accepted, medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, the more it's likely something like this will happen.
Well, as always, thanks for the updates, Jack. Have a great weekend.
You too, Rena.